our boiler and lighting replacements. The work on the two buildings is not expected to exceed $100,000. Shalafu says the energy savings is estimated to be around $75,000. Arizona Senator and presumptive Republican nominee John McCain and Democratic frontrunner Senator Barack Obama continue their back and forth over Iran. Matt Calhoun has that story.
During a speech in Chicago yesterday, McCain first criticized Obama for saying that compared to the former Soviet Union, the threat posed by Iran is, quote, tiny. McCain said he agrees that Iran is a smaller threat, but took issue with Obama's choice of words.
The threat the government of Iran poses is anything but tiny.
More important, McCain continued to criticize Obama's belief that if the U.S. met with leaders of the Soviet Union, it should be willing to meet with Iranian leaders.
A summit meeting with the President of the United States, which is what Senator Obama proposes, is the most prestigious card we have to play in international diplomacy. It is not a card to be played lightly.
Responding, Obama says Iran is a grave threat, but says it takes, quote, courage and confidence to talk to our enemies. Obama also says the threat of Iran has grown because of what he describes as, quote, Bush-McCain foreign policy in Iraq. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Attorneys hope to begin opening statements today in the case of a former Central Illinois police officer charged in four rapes. McLean County Judge Robert Freitag spent Monday handling several pretrial motions in Jeff Pilo's case. Pilo has pleaded not guilty to 35 charges in the rapes, which happened in Bloomington between 2002 and 2005. He resigned last November, more than a year after his arrest. Pilo was a Bloomington police sergeant during those years. Prosecutors have said Pilo stalked the women, then raped them in their homes. Fewer ex-offenders on parole are being arrested and convicted of crimes, and Governor Rod Blagojevich says a drug treatment program at a LaSalle County prison is helping. Illinois Department of Corrections says convictions are down about 18% and arrests dropped 23% among parolees from the 2004 fiscal year to 2007. The governor praises a drug treatment program at the Sheridan Correctional Center, a closed prison that reopened in January of 2004 to deal with inmates and substance abuse. The commission's report says Sheridan graduates had lower recidivism rates. A prison watchdog group says Illinois doesn't have enough programs like the one at Sheridan that also focuses on counseling and job training services. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and Mike Sola is here with another in-depth look at weather. And, Mike, we should note, before we get to the weather, the passing over the weekend of a longtime employee of WILL, Randy Bierbaum, who was one of those behind-the-scenes employees who did so much. He was the overnight, what you call, operator in master control here at the radio station. He was, when the stations went to 24-hour operation, he was the first overnight operator, and he was until last week in that position, making sure that everything got on the air for listeners in the overnight hours and doing so much more behind the scenes to prepare for the daytime of broadcasting. And we'll miss him.
Definitely.
He's one of those folks that when you come in to do the early shift, he's the first person you'd see in the building. And we're sad about that and wish the best, to his parents and Clarence. His father was a longtime engineer who built much of the facility, the technical facility of WILL, and kept it running over the years. So the Bierbaums were part of WILL for a long, long time.
I echo those sentiments. Randy will definitely be missed. He was a unique personality and always willing to share a story on his love of Disney, mm-hmm, or his photography, or well, just about anything else. I helped to teach a course in old-time radio a couple years ago, and he and I had some interesting conversations about some of the recordings that he had. He had an original copy of the War of the Worlds.
Nope.
And never got a chance to sit down and actually listen to it with him, but again, Randy will definitely be missed, and quite a shock to the entire WILL family. And Randy, as you said, was an overnight operator, so occasionally you might hear his voice when he had to cover for the weather department, mm-hmm, on an overnight severe thunderstorm warning or such. And again, just a great loss to the station.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, with that in mind, you know, hopefully brighter days are ahead, and we do have sunshine right now, especially across the southern half of our area. Northern section's already starting to see the clouds push in. We do have temperatures that are starting to warm up. We're at 50 degrees on Friends Plaza, 49 degrees at Willard Airport. There are some patches of dense fog around Pittsfield. The visibility has dropped to under a quarter mile. Effingham's at a half mile, and visibility around Quincy reported at a half mile. No reports of precipitation. There had been some showers that moved through central and southeastern Indiana. They have already pushed off into Ohio right now, and things are quieting down. Now there is a disturbance that will push through Illinois and Indiana. Right now it's up across northern Wisconsin, across the Upper Peninsula, and as that circulates around a low that's sitting in eastern Canada, that disturbance could trigger some afternoon showers and possibly